Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy too.
Friends, this segment is made possible by Platinum Cadillac and Chevrolet in Terrell, Texas. Stop by and visit with my buddy, Mr. Justin Rudd, and his team of experts, and let them put you in a new Chevy pickup or a Cadillac or whatever you might be in the market for. Also, the Choctaw Hunting Lodge up in southeast Oklahoma. Check them out at ChoctawHuntingLodge.com. Also made possible by Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Well, friends, I have got an upcoming trip to Lake Texoma here in about three days, to join my buddy Chris Carey, Captain Chris Carey, Bill, his dad, Bill, the ramrod there at Striper Express. So why don't we go to Texoma right now, and let's get Bill to tell us what's going on. Bill, thank you for being with us today, buddy.
Well, good morning, Luke, and all y'all out in radio land.
Good morning, Bill. And, yeah, I'm fired up. I'm excited to get up there. I know for a fact Mr. Jeff Rice and I will be there. Jeff will have his video camera rolling, and I'll be getting some pictures from my newspaper and stuff like that, like I always do. But I know for a fact that striper fishing right now, the summer patterns that we've talked about so much are on. What I don't know is is it widespread? Tell us what's going on. I know a lot of times in the summer they'll be down by Eisenhower. That was an old traditional run, but last time we talked, there was a lot of schooling all over. Yeah. What's happening now, Bill?
There is. You know, folks, for years we had a traditional two, maybe three school run that were legendary. We called it Striper Alley down at the dam all the way up to the mouth of Little Mineral. That was an hour and a half top water run. And then they switched to slabs. Mm-hmm. And then we'd have what we call the Alberta Wall, Alberta Creek up the Washtenaw River. They manifest there. And these are big schools, folks. This is what we're talking about. It can be, I know it sounds like a fisherman, but they can be a mile long and a quarter mile wide.
I'll testify to that. I've been there and seen it, you know?
Yeah. It's a mess of fish and a lot of action, top water deluxe. Now, what's been going on the past 5 years is we don't have to go all that far. We've got so much bait in the lake that you can be running early in the morning. And I got it for 25 years. And you just don't get in a hurry running down to the dam because you need enough light to see those first splashes, because that's the beginning of an hour and a half good top water run. So we've got fish biting from Mill Creek where we're at. Most of it, we start looking real hard up around the Beer Joint, TI Point, up in there, and the Preston Peninsula, that area. Mm-hmm. And then you're in the main water, big water, where, kind of on a foggy day, you can't see land. You're in the widest part of the lake. You're at the mouth of the Washtenaw. Well, we call it two rivers. You know that. And so things are good here. Top water, hour and a half, and then a nice slab run for another hour and a half.
You bet. And then by that time, you got a box full of fish usually, and the old Hannah, the sun is overhead. It's time to get in some shade as far as I'm concerned.
Yes, sir. Yeah. What I tell people is you'll be catching, you get about 3 hours of that.
Yep.
You'll be catching and then you won't. What's going on is those stripers have taken a siesta. They're done. When it's unanimous, get some wind in your face. Get back to the marina. Take pictures. Mm-hmm. Have your guy clean your catch. Sack them up and go find some air, because you won't know it's hot till you hit land, and it's warming up quick. It'll be about 10:30, 11 o'clock, maybe a little bit later, but you'll be shaking hands, no doubt, by noon.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, so the topwater bite, it's real steady, and the pencil popper, I know, but I've been watching some Facebook video and stuff that y'all had. The Chopo bait.
Yes, sir.
That one is my favorite bait still. I know it's producing if you've got a Chopo on there, you know?
Oh, yeah. That just revolutionized topwater. It allows people to quit from wearing out, because a popping plug, you got to pop and reel constantly.
Walk the dog with it,
So, no, that Chopo, the competitor, the famous one, is called Whopper Plopper.
Yeah. Right.
Berkeley, our sponsor, makes the Chapo. And folks, if you don't know what it is, just Google it and you'll see. It is one heck of a lure. It works well. It makes the right sound and just knocks them out. They can't deny it.
Yeah, it's, you could kind of compare it. It's not built like a buzz bait at all, but it's the same principle. It stirs up that water with, and you just, anybody can fish it. No, there's no walking the dog like a conventional way. You just keep it rolling and, you know, and keep it coming, and they can lock in on that surface disturbance is what I'm trying to say. They can lock in on that and wham. That's a fun bait to fish, though. It really is, you know.
You know what's funny is these guys tell me they find out stuff, and it's so interesting them figured it out. They told me, I bought a bunch of them from China. Guess what? The sound is not the same of the plopping.
Yep.
So I've got about 40 lures that I can't give away at the moment.
Well, see, your average person would say, oh, yeah, that's a Chapo, you know. But you do that stuff all the time, every day, and you get so tuned in to what the fish want, you can tell that, can't you? You know, say, wait a minute, this is not what we want. So when we get up there, we'll get out early, I'm sure. Daylight.
5:30 a.m.
Before daylight.
Board and deport.
Love
yes,
it.
Sir.
Love it. And then just get out there and just probably, I'm going to guess, just be binoculars or whatever and be watching
yes,
for
sir.
Schools, right?
Yes, sir. Try and stay away from the trollers. I got to mention that.
Yes.
You know, that's a great way to catch fish, but there's also some manners involved here. So, folks, if you like to troll, stay on the outside of these schools. These are huge schools. You don't have to troll through the splashing action.
No.
That'll bust them up.
Yeah. Work the fringe areas of it. Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
Then
yeah.
Everybody can catch fish. It's common
that's
courtesy,
right.
But it does surprise me. You know, why people do that. I mean, I get it. They want to catch a fish, and they see the fish there, busting the surface. So, but yeah, that's a very good tip. Not only for the guy trolling or the people that he might be disturbing, but for him, too. He'll catch more fish if he can stay in that action for a while, you know.
That's right.
Instead
that's
of all
right.
of them sound. Well, so
yeah,
that's the deal. So when they stop busting the surface, you know, which mm-hmm. will probably happen after, you know, like you say, an hour and a half or whatever, then that's they go yep. there's they didn't disappear. That's when you work the slabs next, right?
That's it. That's mm-hmm. it. Yes, sir. They sound and use these fancy depth finders we've got now
yep.
and just stay on top of them. They will stay running the same direction that they were.
Mm-hmm.
And all you do is just, like Luke, it's a leapfrog. Just go around them. Don't mm-hmm. drive through those surfacing schools. Take them wide. And if you have the patience, they won't take long to get to you. And then you'll have another good little action there. Do the same thing after they quit biting that way.
I'll tell you what's always amazed me, Bill, is you and Chris and any experienced striper guide, you know, that I fished with a bunch of good guides through the years, but it's uncanny, and I've never figured it out, but when you're out there in a, just say a half-acre school of topwater feeding fish, well, mm-hmm. they sound, they go down.
Right.
Which direction? How do you know which way they're going? But, you know, I tell you, I have no clue how to, but, you know, fire up the boat and make a big arc, and by golly, here they come. I don't know. There's 360 degrees to the compass. They could go anyway,
right.
But 90% of the time, you guys will be where they're at, you know. That's always amazed me. I don't know, maybe it's the instinct or just fishing every day,
it's,
you know.
It's them chasing that bait, you know. It's what it is. And there's so much bait that, how many times have you been following a bank and come to a cove or even an entrance to a marina? And that school will split in half. Half mm-hmm. of them will go into the marina, that cove, and the other half will just keep going the same direction.
Yeah.
And there's plenty for everybody. And that's nice because it splits the pressure.
That's true. You know, Bill, before we began our segment here, you were telling me about a lot of the fish, the biologist did a study recently, and a lot of them are mature stripers. I mean, some, what, 20-something percent or over? Tell
yes,
me.
Sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they just came out with our net surveys, and it's always great data. That's how they base everything. And we have 26.7% of our fish are 20 inches or better. And, folks, we use that 20 inches as a reference because our limit is twice the state limit. Mm-hmm. It's 10 fish per person here, and that is including two that are 20 plus inches or as long as your leg. That's the brood stock, and they are fertile. They come into their third year, and they're 20 inches long, and they are fertile fish. So that's why we refer to 20 inches.
Yes, okay. Yep, and then that's about a fourth of them that you are maybe up to closer to maybe 30% that you're going to catch. So it's not hard to get them, and then there's still plenty of what we call box fish, the eater.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Good eaters. Yes, sir. Everything is fine here. These fish starting right now will be 5 pounds. Mm-hmm. A 20-inch fish will be 5 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Then as the summer goes on, they lean up. It's, you know, I always used to tell people, you can see the thermocline on all these electronics. And I said, when they come up out of that thermocline, they are holding their breath, and they are fishing. They're feeding in lower oxygen content water, and then they go back to where they stays. People always used to say, oh, look at those, look at those. And I said, that's where they stays. They're not fighting there. They're just resting and getting ready to do it again.
When they come up, they got to eat quick and get back, don't they? I mean,
yes, sir. Yes, sir. And they're amazing. They're just, these fish are voracious feeders. And they, you know, I was thinking about you just the other day because that slab run is happening, and those fish wrap that rod against that boat. And I think of Luke every time.
Ah, boy. Well, you know, I'm thinking about that exact thing. I'm thinking about that happening in about 2 or 3 days. Bill, you know, you're easy to track down, of course. Striper Express. You can Google it, but StriperExpress.com, and you can set up arrangements for people. I do recommend this time of year, unless you live within an hour of Texoma, which some people do. But if you have to drive a couple, 3 hours, I suggest get up there, and Bill can help you out, get you set up in a place to spend the night. And then,
that's it.
Yeah, you're going to be out on the water before sunup, you know, for sure. So let's leave a phone number, Bill, for people that might want to give you a buzz, you know?
Sure. They can call us anytime at 903-786-4477. That is 903-786-4477.
Thank you, Bill. I'll see you in about 3 days. So get ready. Here I come.
Come a running.
Folks, I want to tell you about one of my long-term partners, and that is Pyramid Air. The website is pyramydair.com. They're a one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Big bores, little bores, PCP guns, springers, you name it. All different brands, some great air gun supplies, but also a whole lot more. Archery, ammo, optics, shooting and outdoor gear, action sports, all this stuff can be found right there and ordered through Pyramid Air. So remember, go online to pyramydair.com.